Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
My friends, Satan is a liar. And he is lying to every human who's ever lived. He cannot stop from lying. And his lies are being held onto as if they were the truth by billions in our world. There are several lies that he has perpetrated upon mankind that I believe needs to be exposed for what they truly are. Lies. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to expose Lucifer's lies on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story of a Jesus freak from The Voice of the Martyrs.
The Voice of the Martyrs is still sorting out an unsettling turn of events in Indonesia involving a 58-year-old Christian man who was convicted of blaspheming Islam. When Antonius Bawengen received the maximum 5 years in prison for distributing literature that allegedly spread hatred of Islam, the sentence was protested by more than 1,000 people. But the protesters were not demanding a more lenient sentence. They wanted Antonius to be killed. To punctuate their demands, the mob attacked police with stones and set two churches on fire. For specific ways to support and pray for Christians in Indonesia, go online to persecution.com.
What will people say when they hear that I'm a Jesus priest? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak. It's second century Rome. Justin Martyr is a respected pagan philosopher. But seeing Christians willingly die for their faith consumes him with curiosity. So he reads the scriptures and converts. He even opens a school of Christian philosophy in Rome. As his last act, Justin offers his martyrdom as a witness for Christ, saying, "For though we are beheaded and crucified, we do not forsake the confession of our faith. But the more things of this kind which happen to us, the more are there others who become believers through the name of Jesus."
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Tonight, we're discussing Lucifer's lies. We're going to expose his lies, for he is a liar. When you study the scriptures, you'll find out there's more on the subject of hell than on heaven. Jesus spent a lot of time talking about the reality of hell. Satan, though, would like for you to believe that there is no hell. And that's the first lie he likes to perpetrate on mankind. Like I said before we took the commercial break, there are several lies that he has perpetrated upon mankind that I believe needs to be exposed for what they truly are. They are lies. And the first lie that he loves that he relishes in, that he spreads wide and far, is that there is no hell. In fact, though, contrary to that, there are 264 chapters in the New Testament. And 234 times, God says there is an internal hell that's to be avoided. That's right. 264 chapters in the New Testament. And 234 times, God says there is an eternal hell that's to be avoided. I believe, my friends, if you were walking down a long road, a very long road, that is, and let's say this road was 264 miles long. What if on this very long road it had 234 signs saying, danger, turn around, you're going the wrong way. Danger, turn around, you're going the wrong way. I believe I would turn around and go the other way. On the road to hell, eternal hell, God said in 264 chapters, 234 times, turn around, you're going the wrong way. God said 264 chapters. And 234 times, turn around, you're going the wrong way. That needs to be taken notice of. Hell is a reality, my friends. It is not a lie, as Satan would like for you to believe. Hell is a real place, a very real place, where eternal souls are entering at this very moment. They're going to the place called hell. And my friends, you need to be aware of this place. For Jesus even speaks of someone. That's right. He spoke of someone who went to this place called hell. And he shared what they experienced. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells the story of a rich man who died, and then as a result of rejecting God, went to eternal hell. For even the Holy Scripture speaks of the rich man in hell where he was in torment. In verse 23, if you read that chapter, the rich man was in hell, Jesus said, where he was in torment. In torment. Hell is not going to be a place of parties. Somehow this lie has been perpetrated that hell would be much better than heaven. Hell, that you would get to enjoy the pleasures. No, you're not going to enjoy any pleasures in hell, my friends. In hell, there will be torment. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ, that's how he described hell. There will be torment. Now, I know this subject is not a feel-good subject. It's not one that you're probably wanting to hear. But Jesus spoke on hell, and I need to speak on hell. Now, oftentimes we don't delve into subjects like this. This is a hardcore subject, hell, eternal hell. But I believe it needs to be discussed. Jesus discussed hell, the reality of hell. So I need to discuss. I'm following Jesus Christ. I'm a follower of Christ. And besides, I do not want you to go to hell. You need to be warned. There is a hell. The scripture speaks of the rich man in hell, where he was in torment. So what did this rich man experience? What kind of torment the experience in hell? And what do we know about hell? Just think about it for a moment, my friends. There is a hell. What did that rich man experience in hell? And what do we know about hell? Think about it for a moment, my friends. Those who are listening to this broadcast, we have been fortunate to have listeners throughout this world on nearly every continent listening to this live broadcast, this live radio presentation. And I know there's many non-believers listening in to this broadcast. Many listening live, by phone, and then, of course, on our archive on-demand broadcasting. People will be listening to this presentation at a future date, at future time. Everybody needs to be warned there is a hell. So what did the rich man experience in hell? And what do we know about hell? These are very serious questions. For if there's a heaven, there is a heaven, there is a hell. Jesus once said, "Broad is the gate that leads to destruction, and many go through that gate. Narrow is the gate that leads to life, and very few walk that way." Essentially, Jesus was saying more people would choose the gate that will lead to destruction. So more people are going to be in hell than in heaven. So that's why there needs to be a warning. And that's why I'm doing this broadcast, because I want to warn people about going to hell. How to escape hell. And at the center of the subject of hell is God's love. You may be saying that's crazy. No, it's not. God is not wanting any to perish, but all come to repentance. He's wanting you because he loves you, because he's merciful, because he's gracious, because he's kind and tender and has compassion on all of mankind. He wants to save you tonight. So this message is a message of love. He does not want you to go to hell. He wants you to be saved. However, he wants to warn you about this place called hell. Now, before answering those questions that I just raised about what did the rich man experience in hell and what do we know about hell, I would like to discuss with you just for a moment. I would like to share with you a manual, a training manual that I strongly encourage you to get a hold of. It's literally making an impact around the world. Literally, around the world, this training manual is being read by many, many hundreds. And I would like to get this book into your hands, this manual. In fact, I just read an email that was just sent to me not that long ago regarding this manual. This is a gentleman in Los Angeles. He writes, "Thanks, Jay. I just finished reading Freedom Fighters Training Manual, Proclaiming the Gospel, Healing the Sick, and Casting Out Demons in Jesus' Name, Basic Training. And my 8 years in church, seeking healing and deliverance, to be set free and to receive the promises of the abundant life, inner life, and outer restoration. This has been the most balanced and cohesive and inclusive message of truth I have ever heard. Praise Jesus." And I'm getting emails like this all the time. Freedom Fighters Training Manual. Learn how to evangelize, heal the sick, and cast out demons in Jesus' name. This training manual, it's a beautiful manual. If you get a physical copy, I would encourage you to get a physical copy if you can. I discuss at the very beginning the foundational truth for the freedom fighter, and that's understanding your relationship with Jesus Christ. The fact that you're hidden in Christ, understanding the deeper life, the hidden life in Christ. Then from there it goes on to explain how you can evangelize, how you can bring your loved ones to Jesus Christ, how you can heal the sick, how you can cast out demons in Jesus' name. This training manual deals with subjects that the church is not dealing with, namely the subject of deliverance on how to cast out demons. I believe there is a great, great need for information to be brought out into the open on the mechanics on how to cast out demons, the nuances. That is why I wrote this book. I want to get it in the hands of every church member, every believer, every born-again, filled with the Spirit of God believer, every saint of God. This book, Freedom Fighters Training Manual. Learn how to evangelize, heal the sick, and cast out demons in Jesus' name. This is the basic training. I hope to have the advanced training available in the months to come. Now, if you go to my website, jbartlett.org, on the very front page, on the home page, you can download the Freedom Fighters Training Manual for free. But if you'd like to get a physical copy, and it's a beautiful. I have it in my hands right now here in the studios. I mean, it's a beautiful. I mean, they did a fantastic. The publishers did a fantastic job on this training manual. It's the Freedom Fighters Training Manual. I'm going to be teaching some of this material here later on this month in Africa, in Latin America, training the saints on how to evangelize, heal the sick, and cast out demons in Jesus' name. Which I've been doing for nearly 25 years around the world. So it's something that's been on my heart is to train armies of freedom fighters to go out and win their communities, their families, their nations to Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you to get your copy at jbartlett.org. Now, my friends, I want to get back on the subject on hell and answer those questions that was raised. What did the rich man experience in hell? And what do we know about hell? I'm going to answer those questions on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'll be back after this brief intermission.
What's up, this is Toby Mack with another way you can recognize a Jesus freak. Watch how they act. Now the truth is that Christians aren't perfect. We mess up all the time. That's the sinful nature of man. But an authentic Christian will work hard so that the non-believers don't view us as hypocrites. Peter wrote, "Be careful how you live among your unbelieving neighbors. Even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behaviors. And they will believe and give honor to God when he comes to judge the world." That's an excellent reminder. Your behavior won't get you into heaven, but your behavior will help your neighbor to see and believe.
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with a reminder for all Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
We're aware that many stories of persecution reported by the Voice of the Martyrs are inappropriate for children. For this radio broadcast, we edit some of the more gruesome details, but we're still counting on parents to filter, explain, and give context to the stories of torture and murder, stories that must be told. We encourage parents to lift up martyrs as heroes, and be ready to explain Christ's words in Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, "Whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." For kid-friendly resources from VOM to use at home, Sunday school, youth group, or even vacation Bible school, go online to persecution.com.
Rich man experience in hell, and what do we know about hell? First of all, hell is a place. In the book of Psalm, chapter 9, it states that the wicked shall be churned. The wicked shall be churned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Hell is not a fragment of someone's imagination. It is a real place that was designed for Satan and his demons. This will also be a place where those who reject Jesus Christ as Savior for their sins will end up. So the question is, have you surrendered to Jesus Christ? Have you? For those without Jesus Christ will end up in eternal hell. Secondly, hell is a place of everlasting torture. That's right. It's a chamber of tortures. Imagine the torture that has been invented by man. Some would say the crucifixion was one of the worst devices to bring suffering upon man. The crucifixion is a gruesome ritual. The killers who crucified Jesus, for example, probed his wrist to find that little hollow spot by which they hammered a nail into. After nailing him to the cross was accomplished, the killers proceeded to nail his feet to the cross. The incredible intensity of the pain in his wrist and his feet was no doubt beyond bearing and would drive many to sheer madness. But it did not drive the Lord Jesus to madness. Jesus endured the crucifixion. Then after Jesus died on that blood-stained, cruel cross, a soldier pierced his side with a spear, bringing sudden flow of blood and water. The torture Jesus endured was extreme, my friends. Extreme. Now, could you imagine enduring extreme torture like this for all eternity? This is what hell would be like. Extreme pain, extreme torment, extreme pain, extreme torment, extreme pain, extreme torment, forever and ever and ever and ever. That's right. Forever and ever and ever. Extreme torture. Forever and ever. The Bible also describes hell as being a place of agony, a place of fire, and where there'll be weeping, nonstop weeping, which makes sense. If you're in a place of a fire, my friends, if you are being burned, if your whole composition of your body nature is in fire, would you not weep? Of course. It will be a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus even used the word everlasting to describe hell's duration. Everlasting to everlasting. Hell is eternal. And if you find yourself in hell, there is no turning around. It's for eternity. You will never die from hell's torture. Thirdly, hell is a hopeless place. For the scriptures, which I have in my hands, my right hand right now, the holy sacred scriptures. Oh God, it feels good just holding the scriptures. This causes me just to place the scriptures against my chest, my heart. Close my eyes, the scriptures. So much comfort. You can find Jesus in the scriptures, for he is the eternal word. And hell is described in the scriptures as a hopeless place. For the scriptures declare that a great chasm, that's right, a great chasm has been fixed. So it's already set up. To those who want to go from here, God's loving presence, to you, eternal hell, cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. That's what the Lord Jesus clearly taught in Luke chapter 16. The Apostle Luke penned these words, the words of the Lord Jesus. You cannot cross. If you end up in eternal hell, you cannot cross into the God's loving presence, into heaven. For if you are in hell, that is for eternity. As you can see, my friends, eternal hell is, there is no second chance. You'll be not given an opportunity to cross over the great chasm and enter heaven. So your opportunities to call upon the Lord Jesus for salvation have ended at that point. And that's sad. It doesn't bring me joy. It doesn't bring God joy. It's sad. Those in hell, as did to the rich man, will remember all the opportunities they had to repent of their sins. Now that will be mental torture. I mean, the physical torture is enough. But knowing, having the ability to recall, to remember the opportunities that you had to repent of your sins, but you chose not to. Just imagine every moment of your existence being in agony and hopelessness about the decision you made to reject Jesus Christ and his offer of eternal life. Right now, there are many hearts begging because of this message I'm bringing on eternal hell. There are many hearts listening right now that are begging to receive Jesus Christ. They recognize they need to repent. They're sinful. There is a punishment, an eternal punishment in hell for those who do not believe in the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the day to come and make peace with God, to be made right with God, to experience his love and his joy and his peace and his forgiveness. And there's nothing you could do to obtain God's forgiveness. All you have to do is believe. Put your faith in Jesus, a person, a Jesus. A Jesus who loves you so, so very much. His deep love is for you. And he cares for you. And he'll comfort you and he'll save you. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So now is the opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. I want you to pray with me. Just simply call upon Jesus. He'll hear you. Just say, Lord Jesus, I want to experience your freedom, your healing, your love, your joy, your peace, your power in my life. Forgive me, God, for I have rebelled against you. I have turned my back on you. Forgive me, O God. Cleanse me. Heal my heart. Deliver me from every demonic bondage. And by your blood, Jesus, set me free. I invite you, Jesus, into my life as my Lord and as my Savior. I turn from all my wickedness and all the sins I've committed. And I trust in your grace, your love for me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, if you pray that simple prayer, I want you to email me at j@jbartlett.org. J@jbartlett, that's J-Y at jbartlett.org, so I can send you a free New Testament. But there's more I want to talk about this place of hell. Because there's people listening to this broadcast. I gave you the opportunity to give your life to Christ, and you chose to reject it. Even with this offer, even as God is reaching out to you, you still reject him. Well, I have a word for you. God loves you and God cares for you, but he wants you to know something. And I'm going to be sharing that after this brief commercial break. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Oh, John. because of you.
Because of you.
Separation from God's love, peace, joy, and blessing. Just imagine a place where there's an absence of love and joy and peace. It would be a dreadful place indeed. And this is what hell will be like. For even the non-believer here on earth gets to experience the love from other people, the joy of life's blessings, and the peace that is found in the fellowship of God's people. In hell, there is but torment. Now, do you, my friend, those of you who've still rejected, I mean, is this the place you want to be? In hell, there's just torment. For even the rich man, while in hell, described the place as one of torment. But like I shared with you, the good news is this. You do not have to go to this place known as hell. You can spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ, who has risen from the grave and whom it destroyed hell's power. For the scripture tells us that if anyone looks to the Son and believes in him, shall have eternal life. Anyone who looks to the Son Jesus and believes in him shall have eternal life. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now that's just one lie. My friend, that is just one lie that Lucifer has spread wide and far that I want to discuss. Did you know there's other lies? And we're focusing these next broadcasts, these presentations, on the most popular lies, common lies he likes to spread wide and far that impact billions. The second lie that I'm going to be discussing is the lie that believers are immune from the attacks of demons. That's right. That's a lie from Satan. Just as it was a lie from Lucifer to say there is no hell. Satan would like for you to believe, especially if you're a believer, he would like for you, my brother, my sister, to believe that somehow that you're immune from the attacks of his demons. The fact is, that is a lie. Believers throughout the centuries have been the target of demons. Now, let me make it very clear. Your spirit nature, that aspect of you that experienced the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, is seated with Jesus Christ, and therefore, in your spirit nature, you're immune from the attacks of demons. That's very clear, because if you're in Christ, can a curse, can a demon, can a spell, can sickness, can death enter through Jesus Christ? You're in him. Of course not. So you're immune in that sense in your spirit nature, but your body and your soul are targets, are often great targets of the enemy. And that's the second lie that I really want to spend some time exposing for what it is, which is, it's a lie, in our next broadcast. Now, before we move on, I would like to remind you that I have, and it's in my hands right now, a powerful training manual that I believe will impact many, many thousands in the months and years to come. It will equip people, saints of the Lord, it will impact them to reach people for Jesus Christ. And it will equip them. It will train them. It will bring edification, inspiration, and empowerment. This training manual is titled, very simply, Freedom Fighters Training Manual. And this is the basic training. Learn how to evangelize, heal the sick, and cast out demons in Jesus' name. And I was just browsing this training manual. I share personal stories, and then I take the time, and this book is filled, this manual is filled with references to the scriptures. It's filled with the Bible. These are principles that I've learned in almost 25 years of ministry. I've placed in this training manual, and I believe will be an inspiration and will help you to bring people to Jesus Christ, to bring healing, and to bring deliverance to the captives. For there is a great need, obviously, for people to be healed. Many people are sick. Many people are afflicted. Many people are diseased. And obviously, there's many people who have demons. And there's many people who are non-believers. So we need to reach these precious people in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And this book will give you the information that you desperately need on how to cast out demons, how to heal the sick, and how to evangelize. Get a hold of the Freedom Fighters Training Manual today. And you can simply go to my website, jbartlett.org, jbartlett.org, and you can download it for free. Or if you want a physical copy, and this physical copy is just beautiful. This publisher did a great job, a fantastic job on putting together this training manual. And I'm going to be teaching this training manual in Latin America and Africa in the weeks to come, and I believe it will raise up hundreds and hundreds of soldiers to be freedom fighters in the weeks and months to come. And I'm hoping thousands in the near future will be impacted. I believe will be. Get yourself a copy. Freedom Fighters Training Manual. Learn how to evangelize, heal the sick, and cast out demons in Jesus' name. And by the way, at my website, jbartlett.org, you can browse more than 25 volumes I have written over the years that I believe will inspire, will educate you, will equip you in the things of God. I've written books on the authority of Jesus Christ, on Holy Communion, on exposing the occult, exposing demonism, books on exorcism, on deliverance, on healing. Get a hold of a book. If you cannot afford a book, then simply download the material. It's all available for free by downloading it. I did it on purpose so I can reach the masses with the information that I believe are so critical in our last days. Now, my friends, I would encourage you to continue to pray for this broadcast. We're reaching many, many thousands for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're believing for many, many thousands in the days and the weeks and the months to come to be impacted by the love of Jesus through these radio broadcasts, these presentations. I look forward to being with you tomorrow as we continue to discuss Lucifer's lies on deliverance. Well, I bless you, my friends, and I bless you only in the name of the Father, of the Son, and that Son's name is Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, how much I love you. You took away my chains. took away my chains. You broke the bond of pain. Nothing else can rise above you.